I tell you, God is making me more and more grateful every day. God has made me grateful for just hot water. Thank you, Jesus. He's a marvelous Savior. He's a marvelous God. I could stand here all day and wouldn't be able to tell you how much I love him. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, the dream. How do I start the dream? We were in worship service, and I was up here with the worship team, and I was singing with my eyes closed, and I felt hands touch my shoulders. And when I opened my eyes, it was an angel standing on one side of me, touching my shoulders. And then there was another angel on the other side of me, touching my chest. And the angel, and as we were singing, the angel began whispering to me. And the angel was saying we weren't travailing, that we needed to travail. And the angel started saying, you need to travail. You got to travail. Zion has to travail because more is needed to come forth. And so I didn't know how to travail at that moment. So I just started singing Zion, Zion, and just started singing Zion over and over again. And the more I sang Zion, the more the angel would say, travail, travail. The more you travail, the more Zion is going to bring forth. More is needed to come forth. That's about the gist of
okay.
it.
Okay. Amen. We need travail in Zion. You know, I think God's trying to do something in our midst and assure us of his presence and his love. And then, of course, take us to wherever he dwells and live in that level. Good morning. It's good to see Chantel. I know that you had some car trouble and such. Amen. And everybody here this morning, good to see everybody. Before I start, does anybody have anything? I still feel like something's missing before I go. Does anybody have anything that you want to share this morning that you feel like the Holy Spirit's pressing on your heart before I go? Please don't be ashamed. Don't forget the book of the month up here. It's on healing, right? So God's healing us. And don't forget this upward call. It's got some things in there. Well, it's actually the whole article is love. And love being the main thing. All right? So good.
The part of the dream the angel was saying. And as we kept travailing, the power of God began to consume the atmosphere. And then the angel was saying, now it's beginning to come forth. The doors are open for it to come forth. But the angel was saying it wasn't the more that was needed to come forth was not just for us. We were to take it and send it out and give it out.
Right.
And the angel was saying it didn't matter where it needed to go. It would get there if we travailed. We could send it to our children.
Amen.
We could take it to our job.
That's
wherever
right.
it needed to go,
that's right.
the more would get there if we travail and send it out.
Amen.
That's
Amen. Yeah, I knew there was something in there. That was a nice text you sent me at 1 a.m. with that dream on it. So I'm looking at a people who are, you know, that God's really beginning to work with and posture us for his purposes in the earth. And, you know, it's one of the things it's easy to have a salvation defined as just God blessing you and having good songs and going to heaven. It's another thing altogether when you start to get in his hands and he starts preparing you for his purposes. And I think that's why I wanted Shelley to share that dream, that there's some purposes that God has for us that only his heart knows about. Mm-hmm. and only his mind knows about. And this is why we have to go past what we can ask or think, you know. So it's easily we have a Christianity that we sort of read, and then God, you know, God's going to bless us, and we get our needs met, and we're very thankful, and we sing thankful songs. But what about going into his purposes? And so he's raising this place up to learn how to travail in worship, in prayer. And see, only he can teach us how to do that. See, you read the best you can, but then he has to take you into a quiet place and kind of show you how to travail in what situation. So you get into a dream, you get into a prayer meeting, you're expecting one thing, and then he's doing another thing, see? Because we're constantly taught by the Spirit. And I tell you, this is going to be a place of education this year. Not, you know, some people love learning in the natural. But we're going to have to learn loving in the Spirit. We're going to have to learn loving in the Spirit. And it's got to come to a place where you don't trust in your own knowledge anymore. It's got to come to a place where you don't trust in your own knowledge, you know. So we read and we have sermons, we go to conferences and we learn things, but then the Holy Ghost has a whole nother level. So that's going to have to be us this year. I say it's a year of education. It's a year of really true faith. You know, I'll say this and I'll just sort of knock some things down. As much as we needed a faith movement, we didn't get very much of one. We needed it, but we didn't get it. Because it was based on the material. And material gain, and not the Spirit. It wasn't based on the heavenly realm. It was based on the natural. And so God's raising us up. And he's calling us students, and he's calling us disciples. And he's calling us leaders. And apostles and prophets and teachers and such like that. So that he can get his purposes done in the earth, right? And it's only going to be by the Spirit. So we're going to have, you know, unusual things happen, you know, continuous encounters, and we're going to be misunderstood for you know, as a great deal. We're misunderstood. Because, see, when you start to go into the ways of the Spirit, it gets spooky. I'm sorry for saying it that way. Thank you. We know we really enjoy Vincent and Cherie. Thank you, guys. So, you know, Pastor Jerry will not have to deal with sickness much longer. Right? But not so she can cook for y'all. Not so she can cook for y'all. So that's a buster right there, isn't it?
Don't y'all stop praying because of that.
That's right. Listen, right. Yeah, right. Gotta raise up Matthew to cook for us. Because Matthew likes to cook, right. He can cook too. We're coming over. But see, we've got to get this lesson right here. See, we're used to Pastor Jerry from the cooking feature. God's trying to get her up in the Spirit for his purposes. Thank God for the cooking, but he has some higher purposes than the cooking, the pork chops and the ribs. And the crab cakes. No more crab cakes, Cheryl. Pastor Cheryl, you got something going on inside of you. So, so that's an example of a lesson. See, you know, so we're used to blessings. We're used to God, get me out of my situation. And God's like, I'm tired of getting you out of situations. I need to get you into my situation.
Come on now.
Right? You know, because he's a giver. You know, I like this about God. I like this about God. You know, he starts to take you over, right? It's like one guy wrote, you know, he doesn't have any needs. He doesn't have any needs. All he know how to do is bless and give. I just live to give. I just live to bless, you know. But we've got to get past a certain natural mentality that He's just the giver of things and then more enter into his purposes. That's PWM. I've postured you and I'm training you because I still need my purposes done on earth. I've got to have some people who can learn to travail, right? Travailing is selfless. We're so caught up in ourselves and our needs. That's the only way we perceive God, right? It's kind of like that's how I perceive Pastor Jerry. Got crab cake and some macaroni and cheese. Bree, we got to have Pastor Jerry in the heavenlies. We got to stop asking her to cook it. I'm just using this as an example because, you know, because God has higher purposes for her and for everybody in this room. I got to get you in the spirit. I got to get you into the heavenlies. I've got to show you what my will is, right? And so then as he's training us, you know, tomorrow when he trains you spiritually, right in the middle of that is going to be a cross. It's going to be a cross because I got to get you, you know, if you take up your cross, if you deny yourself and take your cross and follow me, we can never let that go. So whenever we need a cross, like really bad, like every day. Because our biggest trouble into following God is self, right? So he's like, today you got to die to yourself. Tomorrow you got to die to yourself. When you leave this building, you're going to have to die to yourself. There's always crosses. If we're going to sin, you know, self is such I call him a monster, right? You know, as soon as God blesses you, self gets in the way and wants to take some credit for it. You know, I call it, I was thinking about this morning. It's like we want a commission. You know how if you do something for God, you say, God, I want you to get the glory, but I want a commission. I want to be recognized somewhere in there for giving you the glory, right? I want a commission. Somebody said, you said, I don't know if do that. Well, you don't know yourself. You don't know yourself because we're our worst enemy. And God knows, but our thing is, God, don't let me perceive. I don't want, you know, you get scared of yourself. Mm-hmm. You get scared of yourself. God, don't let your cross, don't let me, you know, give me your cross. I want to be crucified with you every step of the way. So that self dies, that you increase and I decrease every step of the way. And we don't have, come on in, Mitch, and every step of the way. Because he needs to hear this. Because, you know, there's too much Christianity without the cross. Far too much. You know, people advertise. You know, people advertise. You know, we got this, we got that. You know, come with us, we're going to share this with you, that. You know, inside of there is some of you. I don't know how we advertise for. I don't know how we advertise this stuff because really, you know, when Mike advertises, he says he's advertising the Lord. He's really advertising Mike in there somewhere, and that's got to die. That's got, you know, this is the part of Christianity that we don't like so much that we got to suffer with him, you know, so that we can reign with him. You know, he can't get this work done until we go lower and he goes higher, you know. And so that takes time. You know, the Holy Spirit starts to train us. He starts to educate us. It's kind of like, you know, and it's difficult, right? Because whenever God's trying to grow something, what did he say? You know, the word of God goes into a field and then some fall on this kind of ground, some fall on that kind of ground. And some bring 30% and 60%. And I think most of Christianity, nowhere, the 100%, nobody even wants it anymore. They're just like, if I can get 30, you know, and get to heaven, I'm good. But God has something set for us. He has something very spiritual set for us. And it's a very high place. And it's, you know, he's given us this environment to share with us his heart and mind. And so more and more, we're going to like these words, if I'm crucified with him, so that I can reign with him. Do you know your need for the cross? Do you know your need to die to yourself, right? You know, quickly we abandon this Holy Spirit thing. The more we say we want the Holy Spirit, we got to be saying the more that I got to die to myself. It's like Tozer said, are you sure you want the Holy Spirit? Are you sure you want him? Are you sure you want the resurrection life? Because that's what Christianity starts with, the resurrection life. Are you sure you want it? Because you're going to get impacted by it, right? You know, God grows us up from the smaller stages, and he understands. And at first, you know, it's, Lord, give me, give me, give me. And he's going to do it. But then he's going to say, no, because if I give you that, you're going to stay in the flesh and not in the spirit. And I need you to get in the spirit too, so that you can ascend to the higher things of God. I need to get a spiritual comprehension coming in the midst of PWM so that you guys can walk in what I'm calling you to walk in. What does he call us to walk in? I shared this yesterday, and I just want this heavenly minded people that God's starting to raise up, you know, and he's planting, and when you plant the crop, you know, you got to clear ground and you got to, you know, till it up, and it takes time to grow. So this is a long process that requires patience, but we can get there. We can get there. But we've got to understand that it may not be normal Christianity as we know it. So people are going to look at you funny. What do you think? How are you supposed to know that? Why do you think you know what you're doing? Because we know by the Spirit. And there's a spiritual man coming in the play here. And the Holy Spirit's showing us stuff. So we're going to grow in the Spirit with this. We're going to grow in the Spirit. We're going to sing in the Spirit. We're going to laugh in the Spirit. We're going to pray in the Spirit. We're going to worship in the Spirit. We're going to love God in the Spirit. We're going to have communion in the Spirit. We're going to have aha moments in the Spirit. Help her with her coat. He's going to help you with your car. He's going to help you. Because, you know, when we start focusing on the kingdom, the natural things start to. Mm-hmm. You know, those bills you're focusing on, they're going to be gone. I'm going to walk a certain kind of way. With a certain kind of life that God's trying to breathe inside of us, right? So much to say this morning. You know, someone said to me earlier today, you know, healing is just not healing. Great day. He's just not trying to get your body well. I mean, he's trying to get the life of God in you. Amen. You're right? He's trying to get the life. See, God. He's trying to get his life inside you. Well, not all. See, we don't want Jerry Hill to go back to cooking. We want Jerry Hill to walk in the life of God. Are y'all following me? I think that's a lesson for us, because he's trying to get us, you know, so death can be swallowed up by life. And that's what we're going to start to have. That's what we're going to rise above the normal church and the normal Christianity to the Christianity that the way God sees it. Right. This is when you walk in people's midst and the shadow start healing people, because you got the life of God in you. You don't just get healed. You got the life. You become whole. You got from a spiritual standpoint, you got the life of God in you. I'm just trying to share this morning what God's heart is. and let the Holy Ghost do his thing, right? So, because here's the thing that I'm learning, that, you know, you can give good sermons and stuff or bad ones, right? You can get bad ones. But if he's here, so we got to get that. So we're so used to kind of hearing three-pointers or whatever. What good is a three-pointer to you if this Holy Spirit is not in here changing your heart and giving you life, right? What good is it if he's not showing somebody Zion so that we can relate to Zion more than we can to a sermon and say, Holy Spirit, take me there as the teacher? See, so because she shared the dream, I just want to talk this morning, because she shared the dream. Now, a hunger for Zion should stir up inside of us. Yeah, God, give me Zion then. Don't give me a message. Give me Zion. I want to know what Zion feels like. What are those gates? What are those walls? What are those cities? What's the magnitude of this place? What have I been missing? What have I been missing? See, until we travail, we're still going to have casual Christianity. We're still going to have casual Christianity. We're still going to have sermons and, you know, altar calls and people acting one way today, and then the next day, they're right back in the world. And see, that's got to be a hunger for the higher things from us. See, I remember I text somebody in here, Zion, you know, sweet Zion or beautiful Zion. And they text me back, it's the place of elevation. This is a place of elevation.
Yes.
You see God trying. Here's the Holy Spirit saying, I got to elevate you. Mm-hmm. You know. Mitch passed the natural. See. See, the Christianity that we've heard and known has been natural. God said, I'm taking you to another realm with it. I'm taking you to really where I live.
Yes.
Right? Yes. This is why worship's so important, because worship starts to rise.
Yes.
We start dwelling in the place that he lives. It's a sweet place. It's a place of deliverance, but our minds got to get renewed to it. See, we're learning how to walk in a higher place. We're learning how to walk and live in a higher place. Right? You're learning how to shut off the natural and go to the spiritual. There has to be some spiritual growth. We're learning how to move in a spiritual place. See, that'd be you. That's why you're here. That's why God's calling us to do this thing, right? We can do it together, right? Or we can be satisfied with the ordinary. Still going to heaven. Still get your sins forgiven. But you're not walking where he walks. We have got to have the Holy Ghost. We have got to have the Holy Ghost. We have got to have the Holy Ghost, right? So let me just clear this one here. Let me clear this, because, you know, the devil just put out a fog about this whole thing about baptism and the Spirit and feeling in the Spirit. You know, God wants to fill our lives with himself, is what we said earlier. See, this is what's coming to your life.
Yes.
This is what's coming to your life.
Yes.
A sweet infilling.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Right? That's what's coming to her life. That's what's coming to your life. From his heart, a sweet infilling. I'm gonna feel you, BJ. Right? A sweet infilling. This is what's coming to your life. A sweet infilling. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to fill it up in a sweet way. Mm-hmm. Like your natural senses can't even define the sweetness of this feeling, right? I'm going to fill you up. That's your destiny if you're in this room. I'm going to fill you up with myself. Mm-hmm. but it's not going to be what the church has defined as a baptism or an infilling of the Spirit. I'm not going to do a one-time sort of experience with you where you can now say, I'm baptized with the Spirit, right? I know how y'all did it back then, Pastor Jerry. I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And cause, what she said, fire baptized, caused me to run on. See, I've been around. So the problem is, it sounded like I had a one-time experience. I spoke in tongues. And so we've defined baptism in the Spirit or filling the Spirit with I spoke in tongues, I'm baptized. But that's not God's idea about it. His idea about it, Mika, is tomorrow morning, you're going to sense a sweet infilling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tomorrow afternoon, you're going to get another sweet, you're going to sense an increase. And then the following day, you're going to get more. And then the next week, you're going to get even more. And every time you get filled more, you're going to sense the Spirit more.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The natural is going to fade away more. And you're going to understand God more.
Yeah.
Continual motion by motion, feeling like you're filling the glass. It doesn't come one. You got to keep pouring. So he's going to keep pouring. He knows how to train us. He knows how to get us there. He can't do it all at once. Because while he's pouring, he's getting the flesh away. While he's pouring, I'm going to show you how you got to die to yourself. Right? Because I can't pour no more because you're still in the way. You understand? I got to give you the cross and you got to take it. You know when it stops coming in? When you throw away your cross. And it stops coming in. So you can't say I'm filled with the Holy Spirit anymore. You done backslid. Because you threw your cross away. So how's it going to come? Only he knows. He's the trainer. You might think you need a cross over here. He said, oh, no, you over there. You okay right now. You need a cross over here. How you spoke to a certain person. Right? How you, you know, this or that. I won't go in detail. But, so I want to erase some of the wrong concepts about being filled with the Spirit. Like it happened to me one time. I spoke in tongues. By the way, speaking in tongues is not necessarily you being filled with the Spirit. You have to throw that one away. There's some people who in history that has impacted the world never spoke in tongues in their life. I mean, obviously, tongues is important. I mean, your personal edifying and such like that. But that's got nothing to do with your continual walk in the Spirit for him. So today he's starting to pour. Tomorrow it's going to be more, and it's going to continue as much as you want it. Right, right. Because God said, okay, I'm gonna give you some more tomorrow, Nika. Mm-hmm. And you might walk away. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, that's too much. Mm-hmm. Nika's just an example. I'm not saying that she's going to do that. She would never do that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you can walk away from a continual infilling. Right. Yes, you can say, I'm not ready to give myself up yet. I can't give myself up in that area, Lord. And then no more pouring. I mean, I'm trying, but I can't get in because I have my own will and I don't want it. And God's not going to, Pastor Ross, would you stand up? He's a gentleman, right? I'm going to help. I wish you had a coat. I'll help you with your coat. All right. It's a nice coat. I'm going to help you with your coat. But if she don't want it, we stay right here. You stay right here. I'm a gentleman. I'm not going to force this spiritual thing on you. I'm not going to force it on you. And you know what? You're going to walk away. But then you're going to still stand up in front of the church. Look what God did for me. You know, but he won't let him. He won't let him take you over. Can you see what Christianity is today and why it's there? God is not holding back. Our will is so strong for what we want. Like one man said, if you just gave it all up, God could, you know, he could stop. We have trouble giving off ourselves. You know, self is sneaky. It's so sneaky. Can you see why Jesus said this? Not only deny yourself, he said you gotta hate yourself. Why is Jesus kind of cold? And he's not really talking about your personality. You know, I want you to have a complex, you know. But you got to know how sneaky, insidious. Thank you, Brenda. Brenda would know that word. Insidious self is. There's 1,000 different ways that self will manifest that you don't even know yourself. And I've come not to, you know, that stuff surprised me. Like when people do crazy stuff, you know, serial killers and all this. You know what? That ain't nothing. It's nothing. Don't be appalled. Because look, if I got you in a certain situation, I'm not saying you're going to be a serial killer, but you will. Yeah. You. Jesus wasn't joking. If he gave you a revelation of you, and that's what he's doing when he's feeling you, by the way. He's giving you a revelation of you, of what you would really do, how far you would go. God, just put me in sackcloth. And
Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit.
You know, thank God for his love, right? Because he knows us. He's not condemning us, you know. But he does have to reveal us to us. So we can say, Lord, kill that thing.
Kill it right there.
So that I can get more feeling. Help me deny myself over here so that you can get your way without me trying to get a commission. See, we're talking real Christianity now. We're not talking about the superficial stuff that people do all the time and, you know, praise God, you know, and he'll bless everything to a degree. But listen to me. I heard this. I'll never forget it. Something God will bless, but he won't inhabit it.
Will not inhabit. Come on now.
He'll bless it. He'll bless you, but then he can't inhabit you.
My Lord.
See, he's blessing the church, but he's not inhabiting everywhere. And the only way he inhabits, where the change comes, where Zion travails, where they want Zion to travail, and then his glory can spread, start spreading throughout the earth. That's why Mitch is here. I want you to be my dwelling place.
Yes.
This is how it's going to happen. That's why Chantel is here. I want to be you to be my dwelling place. I don't want to just bless you. I want to be dwelling in you and you to be the habitation of God.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
I want you to be my habitation. I love you. I want you to be my habitation, right? My dwelling place. So I can't find that in all the earth. I can't find that in all the earth. But Pastor Cheryl's going to be my dwelling place. That's why he's lining her up. Thank God for the blessings, but we want to go further. We want to go further. We want to become your habitation, and then you do what you want, how you want to do it. My will is dying all along. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not me, Christ that live in me. And I know you in the power of your resurrection. And I know in the fellowship of your suffering. Because see, when you go this way, you suffer. You suffer. Right? And you deny yourself, you're going to suffer. I want it one way. You know, flesh can complain and... You know, it get cold, we complain. It get hot, we complain. It gets sunny. We get hungry, we complain. With no hot water, we complain. Too hot of water, we complain. Too far to go, we complain. When some people have to go miles to get fresh water. We're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Thank God that he's getting us to this place. Let me tell you. You know, there's in the scripture, let me tell you, in the scripture, and it's all over the scripture, there's always a remnant, you know. There's always a remnant. You know, Revelation, they talked about the 144,000, all kinds of stupid doctrine come out of that. But it's just simply a remnant, a representative of a remnant, that who have God's mark in their foreheads. I mean, in their heads, I mean, they start to get his mind, they start to have the mind of Christ. Do you know he never complained? Do you know when he was being crucified, he was silent. He was silent. Do you know that you're going to have to go through some crucifying situations, and your test is, can you be quiet? Can you lose your life? Can you lose your own want to be satisfied your way? Y'all, you know, BJ always says this to me, right? And Christian told me this. BJ always wanted to be catered to. Christian didn't say that, but I'm just trying to tell you about the flesh. I'm just trying, that's my way of telling you about the flesh. I've always, Mitch, I want you to cater to me. The flesh I always wanted to be catered to. I want to be catered to. What's wrong with y'all? Look, I can hold out for a week or two, but the third week, y'all better start giving up some. We want some crab cakes, right? Right. Why didn't Mama cook this week? This Thanksgiving. That's how it is. We want to be catered to. So you're going to have to go through some situations where, and the Holy Spirit's going to set it up, Mitch, where nobody's going to cater to you, and you're going to have to keep your mouth shut. I'm not even talking about you yet. Yes. I'm just talking about you not getting catered to. Like, you're not getting... Because the flesh wants attention, praise. Your flesh wants praise more than you want to give God praise. I hate that about myself. Go, why don't you, can't you see? And don't let me catch a cold. Don't let me catch a cold. Breathe, what's wrong? Matt's, you know, Matt's like 7'6". But he becomes, you know, a baby. It's that flesh. You see, God's got to get you to deny yourself so he can start feeling you. Like, start feeling you. And then we don't have normal Christianity anymore. See, as soon as the flesh gets out the way, here comes the spirit. Bam. Man, revelation, dream, vision, understanding of, you know, the mind of God, entering into his purposes. But I got to, you know, your flesh and my flesh get in his way. Here's your cross. Can you take it today? And, you know, here's, I never forget this show on PBS I was watching. You know, one of those animal, you know, interesting animals and how their migration habits or whatever, whatever. And they were showing the swan and how graceful the swan is, you know, beautiful, graceful animal. And there were these wolves or, you know, animals that were after, of course, there's the food chain thing, right? And this wasn't the guy's point, but I caught it. The Holy Spirit made sure I caught it. That the wolf or whatever came and grabbed the swan by the neck. And, you know, that swan never wiggled, never fluttered its wings, no struggle, no, you know, no squawking, howling, no fighting back. Swan died gracefully. And the Lord's like, that's how you got to die. You got to learn to die gracefully. And so my first dying to myself, I was kicking and screaming. Why they do that to me? Bless God, why you let this happen? Why my life like this? Bless God, I'm your preacher. Whatever. He said, you ain't nothing. He said, look at that. Yeah, they're going to talk about you. They're not going to understand you. Especially you start going this way. You start going this way, they're not going to understand you. But you cannot fight
fat.
You got to learn to die gracefully. See, Christianity is so meaningless to people, right? I can see your faults, you know, it ain't that because people don't know how to die gracefully. If you're a Christian, you got to take your cross. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, I'm Christ. You got to take up your cross and do it. Well, here's your cross. You're going to suffer some things. And Pastor Cheryl, Pastor Love, it hits you on the neck. You got to say, okay, God, help me. Help me keep my mouth shut. Because I want to become more like you. And as soon as you do, as soon as I do, the Spirit, you know, even Peter talked about this, you know, as soon as the people talk about you a certain way, you know, you take it so that the glory of God will rest on you. Mm-hmm. Amen. So the glory of God will rest on you. We want the glory of God to rest on us. Come on, man. He can't find a resting place. He can't rest on fluttering wings and all kind of, you know, movement and fighting back. But as soon as he sees someone dying, this is all Christ's example, right? This is all Christ's example. You know, this is going to be a house of the Spirit, his dwelling place. It's also a house that's crucified with him. You know, and at some point, eventually, you know, this is all growth. Eventually. Lord, I love suffering with you. Because if we suffer with them, we'll reign with them. Is this too much? We got to hit the real deal. We got to hit the real deal in Christ Jesus. We got to hit, you know, and I'm telling you, God's looking for it. God's looking for it. And really, it's a shame. It's really hard to take, but it's hard for him to find it. But not this house. We'll be the place of his dwelling. Pastor Cheryl, did you figure out what you had yet or not?
You explained the vision that I had on yesterday about Pastor Jerry. And I was so confused by it because where I received instant healing yesterday in my legs, God was showing me that there was something going on with you and your lung. And I didn't understand it. And it was, with your lung, I kept seeing tiny black sacks. It's like the angel of God was operating on you and these tiny black sacks were coming out, but they weren't coming out all at one time. Mm-hmm. And then I saw which I thought was like pure white sugar going in on the other side. One side they were taking out this black stuff, but on the end, but on the other side was putting in this pureness, this white pureness. And when you begin to minister about God taking the us going through this process of Him removing ourselves, you know, he's taking it out, and but then the Holy Spirit would begin to infill us and infill us and infill us and infill us. So in the process of us getting delivered with ourselves, then he is. Infilling us day by day, you know, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So He can come in and dwell on the inside of us. So it explained what I saw yesterday.
Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. So listen, today we don't have to have an altar call to be filled with the Spirit, do we?
No.
We let that go. Mm-hmm. He does His own work. Just know tomorrow it's coming to you. Today it's coming to you. Lose your life so you can find it. Amen. Pastor Jerry, you can close us.
We praise God this morning, this afternoon, for the emptying out. For the emptying out. We don't like the cross. We don't. And Mitch, he have to keep showing us that we don't like it. I told Pastor Mike, was it Tuesday before last? He showed me that I didn't like the cross. He did. He did. Because I had planned to do one thing. And I couldn't do it because someone else had taken what I needed to do what I wanted to do. And when I was told that I couldn't do what I wanted to do, man, for a minute there, Pastor Love, all I could do was put my hand on my head and over my mouth because my flesh wanted to come forth. He has to show us. And I had to realize, Deborah, that my self-sufficiency was still very much alive. After all I've been through, Anika, my self-sufficiency was still very much alive. And he had to take that cross and show me. I'm good. No, you're not. And he will make sure, he loves us so much that he will make sure that we have these encounters and these experiences because he wants to pour himself into us. The gentleman wants to pour himself. He wants to help us. He wants to escort us. That gentleman wants to take good care of us. But I'm so independent. I'm so independent. We say we humble and meek. We say that. Take it, that water, give it to me. We say we're humble and weak and meek. But Matt, let Bree act a certain way. Let Bree act a certain way. And we will see how meek and humble Matt is. Have you ever said to yourself, where did that come from? You act a fool and then you go, whoo, I thought the old man was dead. He not dead. He not dead yet. Not yet. But what he's trying to do in us, after Zion travail, you know what? After Zion travail and we get all this stuff out of us, then we're going to bring forth. then we're going to bring forth the more. The more. He's trying to get a people that will bring forth the more out of the sanctuary. I wanted to read. I was
reading something last night, Pastor, in Ezekiel 47. I'm just going to read this 12th verse. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mike, where is it? Right there. Okay, there's 10. Now I'm trying to find. Okay, along the banks of the river on the side that will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water is flowing from the sanctuary. Woo, Jesus, did I get happy? Oh, my God. The water is flowing from the sanctuary. And the tree is Mitch. The tree is Pastor Love. The tree is B. And your fruit's not going to fail. And the leaves is going to be for healing. That's why I'm getting healed. Hallelujah. When I read that, their water will flow from the sanctuary and their fruit will be for food with their and their leaves will be your medicine. But it's got to come out the sanctuary. It's got to come out of the sanctuary. Where does Jesus, where does the Holy Spirit dwell? In the sanctuary. Come on, living trees. Come on, living trees. Trees that are going to bear fruit. That's going to just be forever. But it can't bear the fruit if the waters doesn't flow through the sanctuary. The anointing, the water of God. The anointing has to flow, the oil of God, through the sanctuary. Pastor's trying to, through the Holy Spirit, is trying to let us know, stop blocking the flow. He kind of get a breakthrough here. There's healing that needs to take place. There's deliverance that needs to take place. Forget about me and my selfish ways. Forget about what I want to do, when I want to do it. Man, he has to kill me all the time, Chris, with that one. Don't tell me you're going to do something and you don't do it at, you say 10 o'clock and 10:05. Here come flesh. I'm serious. Y'all know it's the truth. She said she's going to be here at 10:05. And don't let 10:10 come. Who is it? Somebody said, oh, Pastor said, the flesh can become a monster quick. quick, Anika. Over something as stupid as I couldn't leave when I wanted to leave. You were supposed to pick me up at 10 o'clock. Which I can't say that about Ron, because Ron's going to come early. But that scripture blessed me because God is trying to create a sanctuary. Pastor said it earlier, a dwelling place. But see, we got to get ourselves out the way. I have to get myself. You know what, Pastor? Sometimes I get so sick of myself. I'm serious, y'all. It do. Lord, I thought I was delivered of that. It do. I don't know about anybody else, but when he show you you not pretty. Take top off of that. What'd you say? The truth hurts. B, when he starts showing you, it me, I'm not pretty. Oh, no. Raggedy righteousness. See, what he's trying to tell us today is let me remove you so I can flow through the sanctuary. That's all he's saying. I want to kill everything in me. Keep on showing me. And he love us. He love us. With all our nasty attitude, he love us. All our angry ways, he love us. If he didn't, he wouldn't keep saying, get rid of that, Mike. Let that go. So I can pour into you. PWM is going to be Zion's where God dwell. Come on, the sanctuary. He's making himself a sanctuary. Right here, PWM.
Can you imagine that? There's another scripture that said he will send help out of Zion and strength out of the sanctuary. Help out of Zion and strength out of the sanctuary. A normal church, I'm not going to meddle today. But God is trying to remove us so he can move in. He's trying to get me to move out so he can move in. Isn't that crazy? He's trying to get us to move out so he can move in. And the sanctuary, the healing, the fruit represents food and nourishment. What we need comes out of the sanctuary, Pastor Love. It comes out of the sanctuary. Corporately and individually. But we've got to realize that it's not happening because of me. Not you, but see, we want to point the finger. It would happen if Brenda would get herself straight. No, it's me. It's me. And God is saying, I'm removing you so I can fill up and be me. Isn't that wonderful, Pastor Cheryl? Isn't it? And it's a wonderful feeling when he come back and test you, Mike. And you pass the test. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I love that feeling. And flesh didn't rise up. Flesh didn't get the victory. And the Holy Spirit said, okay, you get all happy. You know, I know I'm saved now. Okay, next. Here come the next test. As soon as you start boasting that you that you delivered over, you know, getting upset, he'll show you what else needs to be removed. But he's such a gentleman in even in doing that. He's not a God that's going to beat us up, and he's going to take a little bit at a time. You know, he said that the Israelites, he didn't give them all of the promised land. He gave it to them little by little. Because he know they couldn't handle all of it at one time. If he was sure, as much as I don't like me for what I see in me, if he was really to show me all of me, ain't no telling, Pastor, I just get under a rock and stay there. I was like, oh God, and me coming out of here. So he just give it to us a little bit at a time. He takes that out and he pours in, takes that out and he pours in, because he's trying to establish a sanctuary here. He's trying to establish the sanctuary. The sanctuary. He has a purpose. Pastor say we have to find out what God's purpose is. He has a purpose in mind in doing this. You're not just wanting us to be, you know, people come in here and get healed just by coming in the sanctuary. There's a song that said, Lord, make me. Oh, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Now, this is the part I love. Come on now. With thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary. See, it's not for us. It's not for us. Hallelujah. Thank you. But he put it in there. We can't be a sanctuary until we've been tried. We have to be tested. I've come through pure gold. God's going to do a new thing. This is going to be the greatest year of our lives. This, because we're going to grow spiritually. This is going to be the greatest year of our lives. So don't get disappointed when things start getting shaky. Just know, oops, come on, Holy Spirit's pouring. Let things, you know, things are drying up. That means he's building, he's pouring something in. So let him be the gentleman that he wants to be in our lives. He knows what to give us and what to take away from us. He knows. We don't know. We don't have a clue who we are. But my God, you don't know who you are. We don't know who we are until that Holy Spirit get on us. Oh, that's you? Oh, Lord, I didn't mean to do that. If you ever said repented, Nika, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to act that way.
Gracie, she didn't mean it. Well, just her flesh. We can't even love like we need to love without the Holy Spirit. Right there. We can't. We can't even begin. We can't even begin to understand what love really is, because we're so self-centered. It's all about me. I don't care how much you say it's not about you. It is all about you. So we thank God this afternoon for the breaking up of us. For the breaking up of us and the cross coming forth with victory in our lives. And God establishing himself a sanctuary here in PWM. Be blessed today. You're released.